All right, everybody. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, good happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa. This is the Doctor's Office podcast. I hope everybody out there is doing incredibly well. Thank you for joining me here. I don't actually know how many people listen to this, but for those of you that do, thank you. Let's get started by talking about some VHL stuff. I think that'd be a bit of a surprise to everybody, right? We have the Continental Cup Finals. Incredible, incredible, incredible series. I mean, it just got done so quickly. Pretty amazing to see DC, I mean, finally get to where they wanted to be. They were an incredible team. I guess still are an incredible team, and just went on a hell of a run and took out who they needed to take out. So congratulations to them. I mean, that was just it's pretty cool. Now we're in everybody's part of the year, or that's their favorite, is the off season. So I mean, let's get some of that boring regular season stuff out of the way, and just really focus on celebrating the fact that Moscow made it again and lost again. I think that that's what everybody's really excited to talk about. So no, real talk though, I'm really, really sorry for Moscow. That's really unfortunate that they lose again. So yeah, good for them. Good on making it, but man, that's just absolutely fucking crushing, isn't it? Now we can start, thinking ahead and, really being worried about who's gonna draft what and draft where and draft who and draft what and take who and go where. Congratulations to Riga on getting first overall pick. You would have to think that they would take a good player with that. We've got a bunch of incredible people. As me and Spyro have talked about on our podcast before, you've got, if you need a goalie, you've got the Heavenly Seven out there. You've got Orbiting Death, you've got Ricer, you've got Jubas, you've got all these returning players. You've got Bojovnik with Yaroslav Bogatraev, second overall. I don't know if Bishnovic is I don't know, he's been here for a little bit. He joined in 2021. I just didn't know that. Oh, I like his picture. It's got a man with a big forehead. But yeah, hopefully he goes high, goes to a good team. Hopefully he gets high. We like getting high. That's a good thing. Don't do drugs, kids. But yeah, so that should be interesting. I find it hard to get excited, I suppose, for the VHLE draft, but those players are all certainly eligible as well. So I hopefully, some of those players end up going really well in those drafts, and that'd be cool. The VHLM dispersal draft is always cool to see. Ottawa's got the first overall pick for that. You would have to think, given the boom or bust nature of, what the VHLM is, you're going to get, some good players there, and the people that'll be going all in will be going all in, and the ones that won't, and that's just how it's going to be. Hopefully we don't run into another situation like with Mississauga this past season, although it was incredible to see them go completely defeated for the whole season. So again, big congratulations to them. I'm still waiting on somebody to explain to me exactly what went down with that, and I really would like to, if somebody just wants to spend 5 minutes rambling about it, or link to something somebody's already posted that is 5 minutes of somebody rambling about it, I would appreciate it, because I really just don't know how the fuck you either mismanage so badly to allow that to happen, or you what's the other word, just get screwed over so completely and utterly that it causes that to happen. So I just am utterly confused by that. It's really depressing because I like the Hounds. That was the first team that I started on here in the VHL, and I want them to do well. It's not fun for anybody to see, and if it was somebody fucking them over to the point that that happened, that really pisses me off. And I don't want to hear people whining about, oh, well, it's the rules, it's fine. But yes, I apologize if the audio is terrible on this, by the way, as a side note. I'm trying to do this in between work, and I really don't want them to find out, so I'm doing it while there's nobody in the back office. Anyway, that'll do it for this edition, this week's episode of the Doctor's Office podcast. Thank you for listening, and yes, please, anybody who knows anything at all about the Mississauga situation, please at me in the comments. I really want to know more about it. I really have no idea what the fuck is going on with that, and it, nobody's explained it to me. Because I don't think anybody wants to hurt anyone's feelings, but I want to hear somebody take the gloves off, man. Like, go right for the throat, start punching somebody. Like, that's all that matters. If you're well, keep being well. If you're not, go seek help. Bye-bye.